Proclamation number 4298 of 13th of May, 1948. Different spiritual directions. Truth from God. You all want to stand in the truth and yet represent different schools of thought. And thus you must admit, since there is only one truth, that every school of thought must be examined as to how far it can lay claim to truth. As long as different schools of thought are opposed to each other, the question is also justified as to which of them represents the truth. Each wants to claim it for itself and none wants to accept the view of the others. And so a serious examination must be made, and the origin of what is taught must be fathomed. And in the end it will turn out that they're always based on human views, that the schools of thought represent knowledge which was merely human thought. Admittedly, such knowledge can also correspond to the truth as soon as it was conveyed to the person who desired truth in the will to serve God. But it has to be considered that God Himself is to distribute the truth because He is the eternal truth Himself. And thus the origin of all knowledge must always be and remain God, and therefore there can only be one truth, i.e., all who request the truth from God and are instructed by God's Spirit will receive the same knowledge. And therefore there cannot be different teachings, for this is the characteristic of truth from God, that it corresponds in everything with the word directly conveyed to the human being from above, which can only be received by a person who lives in love and whose faith in God working in the human being through his spirit also causes him to listen to the voice in him which can be heard mentally or also in sound. Thus, where the origin of spiritual knowledge is demonstrably the inner voice, where knowledge was acquired without external supply, where a teacher who is not of this world is to be acknowledged, absolute truth can also be concluded, and a school of thought based on such knowledge can be regarded as right and represented to fellow human beings, whereas spiritual knowledge acquired intellectually may not be accepted unquestioningly or first has to be examined as to what extent it corresponds to pure truth. Although it must always be acknowledged that all schools of thought strive to come close to God and thus to the truth, they do not always take the right path. 13th of the 5th, 1948, that they are lovingly active and approach God for enlightenment of the Spirit and then pay attention to the thoughts which now flow towards them from the spiritual kingdom. This path would certainly lead them to the aim, their knowledge, which they believe to have acquired through their own mental activity, will correspond to the truth, for then they will be taught by God Himself, who imparts the truth to anyone who seriously desires it. Amen.